Exercise 8, page 131.
Today's topic of discussion is the subject of new electronic devices and their usefulness in modern culture. What modern invention has made your life better?
Speaker 1.
I am very grateful for my high-tech hearing aid. I realise that may sound odd compared with mobile phones and fancy laptop computers, but I've had profound hearing loss since I was a child due to an injury. You can't imagine what it's like when you can't hear what people are saying to you. The old-style hearing aids were bulky and ugly to wear in public, but this recent innovation is nearly invisible unless you are looking for it. The sound quality in the new ones is much improved too, and makes listening to my collection of music CDs more enjoyable.
Speaker 2.
We can never have too much technology, in my view. I think it's made everybody's lives better, and in particular, it has made family life so much easier for me. My favourite modern advance is the mobile phone. I can't go anywhere without mine. My husband Frank and I subscribe to a monthly family plan with unlimited texting and internet service for us and our children too. It's a great way for everyone to keep in touch with each other during the day, when Frank and I work and both the children are at school. I certainly don't see any harm in that.
Speaker 3.
My laptop is my most prized possession and I take it everywhere I go, especially now that I'm in college, as it helps me stay on top of my assignments. I'm on a 3-year English literature course, and our lecturers set us at least one essay a fortnight. My laptop corrects my spelling mistakes and ensures the work I hand in looks presentable. I'm also the lead guitarist in a band I formed recently with a group of friends. I write a lot of our songs, and the laptop comes in really handy for composing, editing, and storing them.
Speaker 4.
I'd have to say that my sat-nav is the gadget that I use most frequently. That's because I'm a medical equipment delivery driver and I travel all over the country. It's an integrated sat-nav, which means it's built into the van. It's connected to the van's sound system and has a large screen for easy viewing. The only problems I've ever had with it is when I've input a postcode incorrectly, or it's taken me in the wrong direction due to road construction, or maybe a new industrial estate that hasn't been added to its database.